Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to dive into. Absolutely. We're diving into the secret AI prompt rule of thumb that creators are using to get amazing results. It's all about maximizing the effectiveness of our prompts, right? Exactly. So let's kick things off. A lot of folks ask me, what is the rule of thumb for creating a great prompt? You know, people are often typing basic commands and wondering why their outputs look like generic garbage. Oh, wow, that's so true. It can be super frustrating when you put in the effort and the AI still gives you something unhelpful. So what's the secret here? The secret lies in what I call the context-first layering rule. It's a simple framework that helps you craft better prompts. Instead of just throwing out basic commands, you need to layer in some context first. So, what does that mean exactly? Great question. First, you need to define your audience. Who are you talking to? Then, what are their pain points or desires? After that, you bring in your own authority. What makes you credible? Finally, you need to be aware of your competitors and outline the transformation you want to achieve. So, it's like building a strong foundation before you start constructing a house? Exactly. If you don't lay that groundwork, the AI has no idea where to go. For example, instead of saying write an email, you could say, I'm a fitness coach for busy moms aged 30 to 45 who want to get fit but feel overwhelmed. That gives the AI so much more to work with. Ah, I see. So instead of a vague prompt, you're giving it a rich context to pull from. That makes sense, right? And studies show that this context density can improve outputs by 3 to 5 times. It's all about how much information you feed it up front. Wow, that's a huge boost. Are there specific layers you mentioned that are essential to include? Absolutely. The 5 key layers are your audience demographics and psychographics, their pain points and desires, your personal authority, your competitors, and the transformation you want to achieve. So it's basically like giving the AI a cheat sheet to understand everything it needs to know before it starts writing. You got it. And this is especially important for creators who might be just starting out. Many report that the content they generate feels too generic because they didn't provide enough context. That's frustrating. It reminds me of when I tried to get the AI to help me with ideas for my blog. I just typed in, give me some blog ideas, and what I got back was completely off base. Alex, exactly. A good example is a beginner who might prompt, write a sales page for my cooking class. That's way too vague. Instead, they could say, I'm a French-trained pastry chef with 10 years of experience. My audience is busy moms who feel intimidated by baking. That's a game changer. It's all about giving it the right context to hit the nail on the head. Right? And this approach doesn't just save you time, it actually produces higher quality outputs, which means less editing later on. So what about course creators? You mentioned they face unique challenges as well. Yes. Course creators often deal with inconsistent outputs. The AI can start off strong on one day and forget the audience context by the end of the week. It's like it needs a constant reminder of who it's talking to. That sounds super annoying. Are there tools that help with that? Absolutely. Some AI tools handle context much better than others. For instance, Claude is known for managing large context windows effectively. Got it. And I love that you shared a case study about Sarah. She went from a 2.1% email open rate to about 43% just by applying the context-first rule. That's incredible. It really is. She layered in her audience's specific struggles along with her qualifications. It completely transformed her approach. And for professionals at scale, how does this all translate? For marketers and agency owners, it's vital to stack that context densely. Many see a plateau in ROI because their audience's needs evolve and their competitors are constantly improving. So it's almost like keeping your finger on the pulse of your audience, right? Exactly. You want to be aware of what your audience hates and what they secretly desire. This level of detail can dramatically impact the success of your prompts. Wow, I'm definitely seeing how much this matters. So if someone wants to get started today, what's the first step? First, grab a blank document and write out those 5 context layers. Don't even open your AI tool yet. Just outline your audience, their pain points, your authority, competitors, and the transformation you're aiming for. That's a solid tip. Keeping that saved for quick access sounds like a lifesaver. It is. Once you have that context, you can paste it into your AI tool and specify what you want it to do. This approach can save you a ton of time and frustration. Thanks for breaking all this down, Alex. It's clear that by leveraging the context-first layering rule, creators can drastically improve their output and efficiency. Absolutely, Jordan. So remember, build your context layers, save them, and paste them before every request. That's how you'll avoid those generic outputs and start seeing real results. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.